Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, one of the things I love sometimes in Scripture, there's a play called Give 'em Hell, Harry. Okay? And, Hal Holbrook did it. And who's the guy? Not Birch Law. I can't think of who the actor is. Anyway, one of the things, there's a line in there, and there was a luncheon party for ladies, and Bess Truman was there. And the ladies went up to Bess, and she said, Mrs. Truman, isn't there any way you can get your husband to stop saying the word manure? And she said, why would I do that? It took me 20 years to get him to say it. Even in the Bible, there it is. You know, we're righteous because he was righteous. If you look at the front of your bulletin, we talked about that process. But I really enjoy days like this when I can talk about salvation. You know, it's so easy for us to achieve salvation. In fact, Lutherans have been told that we have cheap grace. Well, it's cheap grace because it was earned for us. We didn't have to do anything for it. But salvation is based on that Christian concept of righteousness. All right, so what is righteousness? You know, we use these words, and the thing is, if I had to ask you, what does righteousness mean? You could probably go, you'd have to think for a while. Well, what's the basis word that's in it? Right. Okay? Now, when we talk about being right, we talk about being correct, don't we? You got to remember that a lot of this stuff came from Latin and Greek. Okay? Right and left. I mean, we use that all the time. Right. Latin. Dexter. Where we get the word dexterity. It means you can do things, right? Left. Sinister. What connotation does the word sinister have? Not good. So, right is good, left is bad. How many in school were told that you couldn't write with your left hand? See what I'm getting at? That has entered, it's one of those things about, in Bible study we talked about the difference between ethos and ethics. Ethics is what we do, but ethos is what's in our culture that we do too, we don't realize. So the thing is, even the ethos of being left is bad. And we teach it and stuff like you can't write with your left hand. But righteousness in this meaning is a biblical meaning that says being without sin, being sinless. Since we are born into original sin, I think there seems to be a contradiction in that statement, don't you think? So how can we be sinless by our human nature when we're natural born sinners? Good question, isn't it? God tried to correct this by giving us 10 commandments. All right, I want you to live this way. Okay, God, we'll do that. But you didn't go far enough. So man came up with 613 laws to explain the 10 commandments. Why? Well, because it's not supposed to be that easy. Too bad Jeff isn't here today. You know, people like rules. Why? Because you don't have to think. But we love being efficient. Let's make those 613 rules. But can't you hear this? You eat too much spicy food and it gives you flatulence. Let's make a law against that so it doesn't happen. Be nice if it worked that way, wouldn't it? But you get the idea. So again, righteousness is being sinless. Sinless becomes with forgiveness of sins and justification in the eyes of God. Now, justification is the word that's used in the New Testament a lot. What does it mean? Forgiveness of sins. But to be justified also means that God looks at us and approves of us. Justification. I forgive your sins and I am happy with you. Where did it come from? Cross. But, yes, from justice. You know, so to be forgiven of our sins, All we have to do is ask for forgiveness, don't we? Freely given. Oh. Just like the grace thing, those many of you say, or many of people out there that say, oh, righteousness is too easily given. You got to earn it. A lot of our Christian brothers and sisters say that too. You know, grace, righteousness, all have to be earned. So, we have to earn righteousness by doing good works, right? Oh, this is the only way that righteousness becomes important, because we have to do something for it. Without hard work, it has no worth. Well, that's true in our lives, but is it true with righteousness? No. But I'm going to go into this a little bit further here in a minute. Now, I'm going to talk to you about a couple of things here that you probably have never heard. And in righteousness, there's two kinds of righteousness. Okay? First of all, we gain our own righteousness, or it's also called the righteousness by law. Okay? We've taken it out of the gospel and put it in the realm of law. Or we get righteousness by faith. Philippians 3, verse 9. And he found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, my own law, because it comes, think of the arrows coming from us to God, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Folks, our own righteousness, or that righteousness of the law, is referred to in the Book of Concord as Pharisaic righteousness. Okay? Came from the Pharisees. It's the same kind of righteousness they believed in. You have to do all this stuff. You've got to follow all these laws to be righteous. Well, and what did we find out? You can't do it. I mean, they tried. But even, I got thinking about this as I was doing this. You know, when the Pharisees were telling people they had to do this, by telling them that, they weren't being righteous. You know, I found that very interesting. So, this is how Jesus threatened the Sanhedrin during Passion Week when he came into Jerusalem. You don't have to do it. So, we are made righteous by our faith, right? Well, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, faith alone. In Latin, it's sola fide, by faith alone. So there's neither justification nor salvation in its own righteousness or righteousness by the law. You can't earn it. Okay, there's no salvation in that. This righteousness cannot be earned or paid for by us. Remember the drawing at the beginning? Jesus on the cross took our sins on him. He paid for it there. Remember, redemption means what? Ransom. Okay, so redemption, translated from Latin to English, means ransom. Because if you're going to redeem something, SNH rehand stamps is what I use for that. You turn them in, you get something, right? So, Jesus turned in something for us. Turned in our sins and got them forgiven. Yeah, it's too bad you can't go to Publix and go to the righteous aisle and say, all right, I want to pick up enough righteousness for this week. Well, the Apostle Matthew addresses this in the fifth chapter. Matthew 5, verse 20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees. Exceeds that of the scribes. It's got to be more than that. You will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Galatians 3:11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. A little bit further on. 2:16 in Galatians. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Now, what is faith? It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So faith enters us from without. So we are saved by the faith of Christ. You with me on that? And that faith of Christ is brought to us by the Holy Spirit. And as this verse finishes up, and not by the works of the law, for the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And so all of this leads us, I think, to righteousness by faith. Righteousness by faith, here comes the next one, is by the grace found through Jesus Christ. Grace alone. Sola gratia. You know, as I was writing this, there's so much stuff in Scripture on this. Galatians 5:5, for though the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We through the Spirit. Where does it say that we do it? It doesn't. But yet, haven't many of you been told that you have to do things? Okay, especially for you folks that grew up Roman Catholic, you know, say three Hail Marys and four Our Father. And you know what I'm getting at? How is that going to change anything? But yet, I've heard Lutheran pastors say some of the same thing. Well, you've got to go out and do something to get forgiven. No, you don't. You ask for forgiveness. Romans 3, verses 24 and 26. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. I'm going to say that one again because I screwed it up. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. To declare, I say at the time, His righteousness, that we might be just. It's through His righteousness that we become righteous. It is through His justification that we become justified. And the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. So who does it come from? It comes from God through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit to us. Well, but the Trinity is not in the Bible. Well, I don't know. This is a pretty good example of how it works, isn't it? Yeah, the word Trinity isn't there, but Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and their jobs are in there. Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Well, so to simplify all those verses, salvation is only received by us by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. See why we have that up here? Now, the only one we haven't talked about yet is Scripture alone. Pastor Don called me one time and says, why don't we have the other two up? Well, he's right. There are two others. Okay? But that's okay. These are the three main ones. The other two were added to it. But every one of us is declared righteous by the cross. If the cross didn't happen, we'd have no chance. But because of the cross, we'll inherit the kingdom of heaven and be crowned with Christ's crown of righteousness. All right, I got it. Here you go. All right, what do I have to do? Nothing. Here it is. Okay. I think all of this so far in today's message leads us to this. Do you have your own righteousness, righteousness earned by you through the law, or are you righteous by faith, the righteousness of God? There's a good witness for people, isn't it? All right? So you're talking to somebody. You said, all right, how do I get into heaven? Well, you can't do it on your own. you're made righteous by grace through faith to enter the kingdom of heaven because Jesus went to the cross for you. There's Christianity in a nutshell. Thank you. I'll go ahead and sit down. Again, we try and make it difficult. Folks, one of the things, I have a real good friend named Everett Green, who's pastor in Cincinnati. He is a African-American pastor in an African-American church. When during my vicarage year, I spent time in that church as part of my assignment. I think I've mentioned it to you before that of their church council, five of the people had doctorates. President of the congregation is a lawyer. Full captain in the Navy, was the head of SEAL Team 3. I mean, we're talking about some high-powered people. And you walk in and you hear A Mighty Fortress being sung by an African-American congregation. But the thing is, we all have shared values. We all have shared visions of how we worship. But we all have the same righteousness earned by Jesus on the cross. Now, we as Lutherans don't believe in decision theology. Is it up to you? Well, not really. But there is now a time for you to make a choice. And you got to choose wisely. You got to choose righteousness by faith to be crowned in heaven through the crown of righteousness. But it's freely given. Do we have to choose? What do you have to do? You got to open your heart and let it in. There's the choice. You're not going to say, all right, it's up to me to make it. No, it's up to God. But God, I'm ready. Save me. There's the choice. Okay? And it's not by my own reason or strength that I might know my Lord Jesus Christ or come to Him, but I've been called through the by the power of the Holy Spirit through the gospel. All of us good Lutherans, when you join the church, we go through that. And I repeat it a lot. That's Luther's explanation to the third article of the Creed. Why is it important? Because we can't do it on our own. Folks, this is no secret knowledge. This is Scripture. Scripture alone that has taught us since the beginning of Christianity. And surprisingly, as we look at Ezekiel today, the Old Testament. The Old Testament's all gospel today, isn't it? I want to remind you, here's what the Old Testament and our epistle lesson, I put them together. Now, this is one of the things I love about Scripture. I pulled out that section of the Old Testament, put the epistle lesson, and they work together and they explain each other. I love it when Scripture explains Scripture. And you, son of man, say to your people, who's the son of man? Jesus. What did he call himself? Son of man. Till after the crucifixion, outside of a couple of things, then he was the son of God. So, you, son of man, who's talking? God. Say to your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him when he transgresses. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by it when he turns from his wickedness. You can be evil, you can do bad things, but turn from it, ask for forgiveness. And the righteous shall not be able to live by his righteousness when he sins. You can be righteous, you can be in a state of grace, can you screw it up? Have you heard me preach on that in here? Where do you think it came from? Scripture. But how do we get it back? We ask for forgiveness. Are we going to sin? Yes. Are we going to screw up? Yes. Can we ask for forgiveness? Yes. Though I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, yet if he trusts in his righteousness and does injustice, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered. Think about that for a second. You're righteous. But then you treat somebody badly. You do an evil thing. Is your righteousness still in effect? No. But in that injustice, what he did wrong, he shall die. Again, though I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, yet if you turn from the sin and you do what is just and right, if the wicked restores the pledge and gives back what he has taken by robbery, he'll restore it. You did a wrong, you make it right. And walks in the statutes of life, not doing injustice, he shall surely live. You know, if we make a mistake, fix it. You treat somebody bad, I'm sorry I treated you that way. Is it hard? Well, sometimes it's a little hard to ask for forgiveness and to say I'm sorry. You know, one of the things as I was doing research on this, in Spanish, I'm sorry is lo siento. Okay? Lo siento. It also means a little bit of, because the word siento, I ask for peace. I'm sorry and ask for peace. I thought that was pretty cool. All right, now here's how this is added to by our epistle lesson. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. I'm righteous. Just by acting like that, he's not righteous. Remember the word for boasting, and anybody remember what the word for boasting is in Greek? Klaxon. That big horn that ships use. Okay? Don't boast. But no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. We all face it. And it can all happen to us. God is faithful. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. Boy, sometimes that's a little hard to buy, but it's true, isn't it? But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape. You screw up, ask for forgiveness. The way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. You know what we need in the solas? By hope alone. Because it's through our hope in eternal life, it's our hope in Jesus, and it's our hope in the Scripture that leads us to grace alone, faith alone, and Scripture alone. You know, life's not easy. My dad used to say, well, you know, life's not easy, then you die. And I used to say that too, but I don't say that anymore. Why? Because this is elementary school for eternal life. This is our time to make mistakes. This is our time to learn. 2 Timothy says the most important thing a pastor can be is a didaktilos in Greek. What do you think that means? A teacher. Why? Because Scripture teaches us. And all I'm doing today is sharing Scripture with you, aren't I? But I don't think probably you've heard it this way before. Because I started pulling some things out of different books. But the prize is worth it, isn't it? Eternal life with Jesus in heaven? That is most certainly true. Amen.